superstar Scott Pendlebury.
Pulls off the run to Pendlebury, tight angle. The super skipper has no problem though.
Pendlebury with the right foot, the snap.
They're on.
This is a star. This man is as good as it gets in the comp, Scott Pendlebury.
Yeah, Collingwood will kick off the season restart up against arch rivals Richmond at the MCG in under 2 weeks' time. And what a game of footy it will be. We're looking forward to it. And I'm sure their skipper, Scott Pendlebury, is too. He's been kind enough to join us this morning. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
What better way to kick off the season again with Collingwood up against the Tigers? I think for footy fans, it's one of our favourite rivalries. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the last few years with obviously Richmond, you know, probably being the premier side in the competition, and with us starting to get up, you know, and challenge, and we've had a couple of really good games with them last few seasons, and yeah, it's cool too because we're supposed to play them in round two anyway, so it's nice that it's stuck that way, and you know, hopefully we open football, and you know, it's a big game, and a lot of people enjoy watching.
Scotty, did you just hear that highlights reel then of you kicking a goal on your right foot? Did you hear that? Did that happen?
Yeah, I've got a right foot, mate. I'm not surprised by hearing that.
I thought you might have just sold candy on the right, then wheezed around on the left. That's normally how you suck him in. Hey, you're back at training, obviously, this week, and Collingwood's maybe done it a little bit differently. You've done a fair chunk of match simulation already on the Monday, was it? And then I read again yesterday, was it 4:20 minute quarters? So you've been straight into the contact and the gameplay almost from the get-go. How did that feel yesterday?
Yeah, so we did, I think it was like 4:15s Monday and then 4:20s yesterday. So, yeah, it felt really good. Like in the isolation period of 8 weeks, our fitness guy the whole way through said this is what we're aiming to do whenever we get back. So once we got word that we were able to come train, our training changed slightly and then allowed us to come in and do that. And everyone that's done it, only a couple of the boys that have hurt themselves have actually been managed or on a lighter load and hurt themselves there. But yeah, we had 36 guys yesterday do 4:20s. We had no rotations. Yeah, and everyone got through, and it's just nice to be back playing footy, bit of contact, because you're only allowed to train with the boys now twice a week as a group. So that's cool to get out there and just have that banter, because you do miss that when you're in your small groups of eight.
So what percentage would you say you're going to be at your best going to Thursday night, both physically and from a sort of touch footy perspective? How close to 100% do you think you'll be for next Thursday?
I almost feel like it'll be round one all over again for both sides, I think.
Right.
Early, it might be a little bit scratchy. You'll be, you know, quick. There'll be blokes all excited. You know, you get your first touch, you'll probably do something, you'll play on or do something a little bit silly that you probably shouldn't do, won't be too happy about. But I think Once the game settles, I expect it to be pretty normal, and I think people will be surprised that there won't be a great deal of rust that I think people are sort of expecting there will be.
We're chatting to Collingwood skipper Scott Pendlebury this morning. Scott, as well, it sounds like, you know, yesterday, 4:20-minute quarters, and you've come back this week. Are you at all sore today? Like, I would imagine after having nearly 8 weeks off of having no contact and then getting straight into it, which sounds admirable, and it sounds like you've got the, you know, the up on everybody else, but are you as sore at all?
I was sore Tuesday after doing the one on Monday. But today, yeah, like, to be honest, I don't feel too bad at all. I've been out this morning, gone for a walk, and yeah, the kids sort of keep you on your toes. So even if you're sore, it doesn't really matter. So I feel fine. And obviously when you play against each other, there's, you know, the big hits probably aren't there because you look after a little bit. But, you know, no doubt when we play Richmond, I'll be sore the next day. But yeah, I think the scheduling side of things, you know, I think a lot of guys probably thought the turnaround in games might be a little bit quicker, but the way the schedule, I don't think that's the biggest concern anymore. You know, like 6 day breaks, we're used to doing that sort of stuff. And, you know, I think we play a Thursday and then we've got a 9 day break. So, yeah, as I said, I don't think the competition will be rusty. I think you'll see some pretty exciting football, especially with the quarters being a little bit shorter.
Scott Pendlebury joining us right now on the phone. Jay-Z, he's one of your best mates. You talk to him every single day, right?
No, he's a good man. 5-time best and fairest winner, 6-time All-Australian, 3-time Anzac Day at Millers. The trophy cabinet's full, let's be honest, Scott. But if you're Batman of this Collingwood side, there's no doubt that your little mate Geordie DeGoey is the Robin in black and white stripes. Now, before round one, we're all talking about him playing increased midfield time. Where did he play yesterday? Where do you think is his best role, particularly early in this compacted season? We're going to see him one out in the goal square, or is he going to be riding shotgun alongside you in the guts of it?
Well, with Geordie, he's he sort of ebbs and flows a bit. If he's forward and he's getting a lick of the ice cream, he likes to stay forward because he thinks, you know, when more pop comes in the midfield and he's doing all right, then he thinks it's all he's doing in the midfield. So if the ball's not coming forward, he pretty quickly tells us he wants to come into the midfield. So we're pretty lucky to have a player like he can change our dynamic. And I think the other one with that is, you know, round one, you've seen, you know, Jamie Elliott through the midfield a fair bit as well. So those two guys, deep forward all through the midfield, just give us a different look. You know, they're so quick, strong. And then when they do push forward, if they get a mismatch or, you know, just everyday defender struggle with them at the best of times. So both of those two are sharing midfield minutes, you know, one forward, one in the midfield. I reckon it gives us a really good look.
What about yourself, Pendles? Have you sort of floated the idea of playing a bit more outside the square? We've seen you at times try a little bit of half back and or some different roles. As you get on a bit in age and these younger midfielders and guys that can go through the centre square come into the side, can we see something a bit different from you, or are you still pretty keen to be in the centre bounce every week?
I think my role's changed a little bit over the last few years. I think still predominantly inside, but you know, last couple of years I've been given jobs and roles on, you know, other sides, you know, star midfielders, which I've enjoyed. So that more defensive side of it, letting, you know, the other guys really get after it and go hunt the footy while I can do the defensive stuff. So I've enjoyed that role. There's certainly times, especially as I said with Geordie and Billy coming in, where, you know, I'll go half forward. I do float the idea of half back regularly, but Forty doesn't want to buy of it, and Justin Longmire didn't want to buy of it either. So, so it's forward, definitely not wing. You got to be faster to play out there. It's not my strong suit.
Hey, Scott, how did you find the role as captain over the past 2 months? I mean, when you're in the footy club and you've got everyone around you, it's a bit easier to be putting your arms around blokes or busting their chops or whatever it is you had to do. But it's obviously more difficult when you're stuck in your own house. How did you find sort of staying in contact? And were you more sort of talking to players about how they were going with life and their mental health and all that? Or were you checking in on their training programs? How was that juggling act as a captain being so far apart from your best mates?
Yeah, it was different at the start. You know, I think the club set up, you know, we had Zoom meetings like every club. And I think you've had probably every player say, you know, a couple of Zoom meetings a week and things like that. So for me, I was just checking in with guys, see how they're going, if they're bored. On Bayside, so I checked in with a lot of guys Bayside and just organised to catch up and train, so you could train in pairs. So I tried to get around and see as many blokes as I could in person. You know, I don't like speaking to guys on the phone. I prefer to catch up with them in person and train, and then, you know, get a coffee and go for a walk or something like that. So I, you know, spoke to a lot of guys, and that's the beauty of having a leadership group. It's not just me trying to get across 45 guys. You know, you can all get across, and that includes, you know, your staff and admin and coaches and stuff like that. So I thought we handled the period really well, and it, you know, it certainly is a lot better being back now and seeing faces every day.
Did we just hear a mom, dad in the background there? I think we did, because you've got two little ones at the moment.
I've got a 3-year-old little boy and a 6-month-old daughter, so keeping us busy, and they're not sleeping very well at the moment, which isn't great. So
at least the playgrounds are open now, Pendles. At least you can take Jax to the playground and get back on the out there.
Can't we? We can't take the kids.
Oh,
to the
of course.
Ground.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, no.
I know. So, yeah, I was really praying for the Jay could vouch for this. I was praying for the parks to be open, and then they got opened, and then I found out we couldn't do it anyway.
So, as cool as it is for Jax to have his dad being an AFL star, he's really hating it at the moment because he's not allowed to leave his house, the poor kid.
I want the slippery dip.
Yeah. we go for epic bike rides. So, that's about all we can do. So, but yeah. So the 8 weeks was really good though with the family, and especially with my daughter, seeing her grow every day was really cool.
Yeah, it's an amazing time when they're that young. We wish you the best of luck in assembling a home playground for yourself for the next 4 to 6 months. You're probably going to need it, but we appreciate you joining us this morning on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
No worries, guys.
Thanks. Cheers, mate.